USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New cases of COVID-19 are on the rise in the U.S., with more than 61,000 new infections reported per day over the last week. That's up about 12% from a week ago. Dr. Amesh Adalja believes pandemic fatigue does play into the rise in cases, but says it's also being driven by younger people who aren't yet eligible for vaccination in many places. The infectious disease expert tells Fox News that even as the new wave of cases are less likely to result in hospitalizations or deaths, it should be an imperative to open up vaccination availability.
So we're going to see kind of a decoupling of cases from hospitalizations. And I think that's a good thing. However, we still have to be vigilant with these cases. We still have to test, trace, and isolate. And states need to be aggressive with getting vaccine out to those younger age groups because they're going to be what's driving the spread. And we need to move past those priority groups and really start thinking about mass vaccination.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
While the White House is restricting media access to facilities on the southern border, former President Donald Trump says he'll make a visit soon. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Trump says in his view the situation on the border with a surge of migrants, many of them unaccompanied children, will only get worse. He told Fox he's leaning towards taking a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border soon.
The Border Patrol wants me to go. I don't think there's a rush for me to go.
The visit is likely to come in the next couple of weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells Fox News Sunday the media will be allowed access to facilities on the border.
We are mindful of the fact that we are in the middle of a pandemic. We want to keep these kids safe, keep the staff safe, but we are absolutely committed to transparency and providing access to media to the Border Patrol facilities, and we're working to get that done as soon as we can.
President Biden has rolled back a number of key measures that the Trump administration implemented to enforce security along the southern border. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Senate voted last week to extend the Paycheck Protection Program through the end of May, as thousands of small businesses are still looking for help to weather the pandemic. But House Subcommittee has also found evidence of mismanagement of the program that led to billions of dollars in fraud. The Justice Department announced last week that it had already charged 474 people with fraud schemes connected to the pandemic, and the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus says there may have been as much as $84 billion worth of fraudulent loans from the PPP. Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy says that Congress tried to make it easy for businesses to get the help they needed, but the Illinois Democrat tells CBS News that additional resources will be needed to make sure those loans reach the businesses that truly need help and not fraudsters.
The PPP and the EIDL programs were set up to provide vital assistance to small business people. I was a small business person in the last Great Recession, and I had a hard time getting any assistance from banks and lending institutions, so we tried to make it different this time. Now, going forward, we have to root out the fraud, so we provided additional resources within the American Rescue Plan to allow inspectors general as well as the Department of Justice to criminally go after these fraudsters. And we need to put in controls to prevent this from happening again as well.
And the perfect season continues for Gonzaga as they advance to the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament with an 83-65 win over Creighton. And Michigan is also onto the Elite Eight after outpacing Florida State 76-58. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.